here's a story from The World.
In Hong Kong, most university students and teachers are on summer break. For those still at school, there's a lingering fear. The Chinese Communist Party continues to crack down on pro-democracy movements on campus. On July 16th, police raided the offices of the student union at the University of Hong Kong.
The reason given for the raid was that the city's police chief said some of the student union leaders may have breached the national security law that China imposed on Hong Kong in 2020.
Su Lin Wong is the China correspondent at The Economist. She was on today's episode of The Intelligence, a podcast from our partners at the magazine. She said the trigger for the raid was a statement made by the student union.
They issued a motion that expressed gratitude for the sacrifice of a man who stabbed a police officer before killing himself. And the government said this statement amounted to supporting terrorism. The union subsequently apologized. And its leaders resigned, but the police did not let the matter rest and raided the student union. And local reports say that some of the student union leaders now have exit bans on them, so they're unable to leave Hong Kong.
The Chinese Communist Party has long monitored student unions in Hong Kong. Su Lin Wong says in the past 2 years, two of the most violent confrontations have occurred on university campuses.
In 2019, I remember speaking to my sources who said that Communist Party officials had come from mainland China to Hong Kong to study these student unions. And they conducted extensive interviews with academics in Hong Kong and other residents. And they wanted to know all kinds of details, like how are student union leaders elected and how are these unions funded and what is their connection to the broader democracy movement in Hong Kong. And at the time, I thought that was extremely worrying for the future of these student unions because it implied that the Communist Party was trying to do as much research as possible in order to plan a clampdown in the future. And now that day has come.
That's Su Lin Wong, The Economist China correspondent, speaking about the growing fear of Beijing authorities on college campuses in Hong Kong. She was on the podcast, The Intelligence. From PR.